Let's say this first for the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas. Everything about this game is stupid.
This is not even the real Meineke Car Care Bowl.
It's like, this is the knockoff of a knockoff. This is like a fake show within a television show.
Wait. One thing about this is not stupid. I don't know if you've seen this. My preview isn't up yet. But are you aware that participants in this game do something called the Rodeo Bowl, which involves like football players trying to rope calves in a rodeo arena?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. Everything else about this is stupid.
I don't know. That's a pretty stupid idea. I just think it's a funny, stupid idea.
The only way this could get stupider is if they brought Tommy Tuberville back to the booth for this game just to talk some more about how he's not a really bad guy for the way he left Lubbock.
I'm really.
Who knows what plastic fabric he would turn up swaddled in? Maybe like a toga made out of a tarp.
I'm really rooting for Texas Tech here. Don't ask why. I mean, I vaguely remember being in Lubbock.
That's it. Do we even have to talk about this?
Yes, we have to talk about all the stupidities, and I am going to list them starting now. It's the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas. It's not even the real Meineke Car Care Bowl.
Has there ever been a more devastating insult lobbied in favor of a college football postseason reform?
No.
Not even the real Meineke Car Care Bowl.
It's not even the real Mark Jones. It's Mark Jones. Mark Jones is calling this game. And Brock Huard, who they'll just sit there. I really wouldn't watch an ounce of film on this if I were either of them. Just wing it.
No.
Be like, man, 72. Yeah, he's big. He's real big, and he missed that block. Like, don't even.
Game almost needs Gruden. Can you imagine? I can't imagine a game that would be better served by 3.5 hours of this guying.
We're going to keep going through the stupidities here. Texas Tech, without a head coach for this one, because Cliff Kingsbury's not going to be coaching in the bowl game. He's out recruiting and setting up his staff.
They're down to offensive line coach Chris Thompson.
Yes. So functionally headless Texas Tech team playing a game against Minnesota, which Minnesota is a bowl team.
You know, I actually went and looked that up, and it hasn't been as long as I thought, and maybe as long as a lot of people thought since Minnesota was in a bowl game. They're in a bowl game in 2009, but this is the first time since 2005 that they've been in a bowl that's not the Insight Bowl.
Yeah, this was the Insight Bowl, which is, of course, the site of one of the greatest bowl games ever played, which is Texas Tech's massive comeback down, I believe, 38-3 at one point against Minnesota, the game that killed Glenn Mason's career. So, Minnesota, you gave us that. Thanks. Not a game, by the way. This should be a slaughter. This should not even be close. There is literally no excuse for Texas Tech not to win this game. Headless as they are, an offense is going
they
to...
Well, no, they do have one head. They have Seth Dagey's head.
They do have Seth Dagey's head.
And his arm.
And his arm. And receivers. And points. That's what they have. This is, by the way, also, can I give you the really stupid, like the stupidest thing about this?
It gets stupider?
It does. What time do you put on this obscure, lopsided...
9 o'clock!
9 o'clock!
Like it's Hawaii hosting the Lamar Cardinals.
No, exactly.
Would you rather watch?
Like it's an NFL game, right? Like, oh yeah, no, big matchup. We're going to put it on at 9 p.m.
I love my job, but I'm going to have to stay up until 2 in the morning chronicling this clown show, and I've been thinking a lot about killing myself.
You, man. No way. That's not happening to me. I don't have to stay up for this. I'm not going to watch the entire thing.
Oh, I'm just going to draw a hand turkey and decorate it like a Texas belt buckle and have it flipping the bird.
That's their new logo, and you just made it.
That will be $10,000.